After a decade and $51 billion, NBN executives say the national broadband network is nearly finished. Today, the NBN company releases its annual results and it's promising the network will be completed by the end of June next year. And we'll hear from the company's chief executive in a moment, but is the NBN fast and reliable? Many of its 5 million customers are still complaining about slow and patchy services, as Eleanor Whitehead reports.
It's hard enough to find an NBN customer in Sydney's CBD.
Because we were trying to get NBN, but it was not in our area, so
I don't have it in my area. Just, I don't have it at all.
We're looking for NBN customers.
I am not.
And those who do use the National Broadband Network aren't exactly singing its praises.
How is it?
Horrible. It stopped, like, streaming well at all around, like 8 p.m. usually for the rest of the night. We went from the old one to NBN. We expected a change, but there really wasn't.
There are like connection problems and throttling as well. It's not great. And my hub is like literally right next to my house.
Meredith Emanuel runs a PR consultancy from her home in the Hunter region of New South Wales. But she says bad broadband is driving her away.
At peak periods of the year for me, the internet speed is so slow that it's much easier for me to just get in a plane and go to America and work over there. Because I'm not battling to get connectivity every day, which is what happens here.
The NBN was first meant to be delivered via fibre optic cables direct to homes and businesses. But instead, it's now using a mix of technologies, including copper wires, radio waves, and satellites. An audit this week by Infrastructure Australia raised concerns about the inequalities created by that model. Laurie Patton is the former head of lobby group Internet Australia. He prefers not to have NBN connected at his home.
So what you've got is this terrible digital divide. You've got people who are getting fibre and getting really fast speeds that will only get faster. And then you've got the other half who have got this rubbish that's using copper wires that can't provide what people want now, much less what people are going to want in years to come. Really, what we've got is a network that's been patched together using old technologies. In New Zealand, they're getting gigabit speeds. We can't even deliver 100 megabits to most people.
Over 5.5 million customers are now using the NBN. The company says its $51 billion rollout will be completed by next year. But independent telecommunications analyst Paul Buda says the cost of a good connection can be prohibitive.
The quality is on the lower speeds is too low to be classified as broadband, and on the higher end, it is actually too expensive for most people.
Billions more will have to be spent on upgrading the network in coming years as Australians spend more time online. That's a challenge for the NBN, which is supposed to deliver cheap, fast internet while making a return on taxpayer investment.
The company has to recoup an enormous investment, a $50 billion investment, which is far too expensive for the service that we get. And therefore, they need this high revenue stream. On top of that, the company has to make set money aside for the investments that have to be done after the rollout, you know, to get the network up to scratch. It's just simply impossible. You cannot recoup that high investment and have investment for the future and get an affordable NBN. Absolutely, totally impossible. Something will have to give.
In the meantime, it's customers who are left battling poor connectivity.
Sometimes I want to watch a documentary or something at home. It's impossible. It's just like stay loud and just give up.
That's an NBN customer ending Eleanor Whitehead's report.